it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely, or shall I say rainy, Wednesday evening if you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. The weather's been crazy today. You know, we had some tornado warnings, but fortunately there was no tornado that I'm aware of. So I hope that you guys have traveled about safe and sound and that perhaps you're snuggled up with your loved one or loved ones this Keep in mind that we're on the air each and every Wednesday night. We used to Sunday nights. We're going to be switched to a new night. New night, new time. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can listen to us on tinyurl.com/TheFlow. Now, if you're a first time listener, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you are here with me because, as you know, on This Date Is Over, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in some cases, the ugly. Because, you know, I know for me, that's why I started the website, thisdateisover.com. Yes, shameless plug. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com, to post your bad date stories. And that's how the show came about. You know, we want to discuss relationships and dating and all that jazz. Because things can be a little tedious and taxing at times. And tonight, we are talking about, you know, is love enough? You know, because sex plays a huge part in relationships, believe it or not. But before I get into tonight's topic, I gotta say kudos and congrats to my cousin Steven. He got married last weekend. Right. Yes, last weekend to his lady of I don't know how many years, to Penny. I swear she's been a member of the family for like 15 years. I don't know, but I'm happy that they finally tied the knot. The wedding was lovely. The food, honey, the food. Yeah, y'all know I'm a foodie, so the food was great, and the venue was all of 10 minutes from my house, so they picked the fabulous location, and the food was great, and the liquor was flowing, if you guys like to drink. I mean, I like to partake in libations, but that's neither here nor there. Congratulations once again to my cousin Steven, and also, yes, I want you to come a little closer, because we got a special guest in the studio. I'll give his full introduction after the break, but we do have Emil Bryant in the studio. What's up, Emil?
Hey, Miss Marie. I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm just lovely. I'm happy that you're here with me tonight, because we're gonna dive into sex talk, you know, when it comes to dating relationships. So, like I said, I'll give Emil's full... Did I say that right? Is it Emil? Emil?
Emil.
Emil, yes.
I love it.
Okay. I'm going to give his full introduction, you know, bio after the break. But keep in mind that we still have ticket sales for our upcoming Halloween day trip. That's going to be on Saturday, October 25th. Ticket sales end on the 18th, which is this coming Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to get some wine, put in your costume, so tickets, not now, but right now, you can go to thisdateisover.com, click on the events tab, and purchase your ticket.
What do you do at a Halloween?
At a Halloween, you sip on some wine. Well, actually, I take that back. You get on get in the van with us.
Right.
Because we're going to carpool together. We're going to
okay.
go together.
Okay.
You have your costume on.
Oh, you have a costume
yes,
on.
Yes, you have your costume on. And okay. then we're going to taste some wine at a vineyard in Delaplane, Virginia.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right.
Yes.
You're going to van pool.
Yes.
In costume.
Yes.
And have wine.
Yes.
All in the same evening.
All in the same day. This is a day trip.
Oh, this is a day trip.
Yeah, so we're going to get in. We're going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Hop up, you know, take the ride up like an hour and a half away. Get to the vineyard around noon. Sip. Have some snacks. Laugh. Celebrate. Because it's going to be a Halloween celebration out there at the vineyard.
Oh, see, now I understand. See, what's happening is you're trying to get us drunk early.
Exactly.
And then take pictures of us while we're tipsy in costume. And then have some, what's the word I'm looking for? Some jail bait. No. Embezzle bait. No. Oh, what do they call it when you extort somebody? Oh, that's right. Extort bait.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Miss Marie.
We would never do such a thing.
I don't see.
Except on Instagram.
I don't see this in the era of Instagram and everybody got a phone camera that you will not. So here, I'm going to tell you what. Traveling on the 25th. Mm-hmm. So I'll be thinking about y'all at Halloween.
We'll have a good time.
When I see the picture posted, say, well, I wish I was there, but I'm glad I was.
Right. I'm glad we don't have the evidence, right? I haven't figured out what my costume is going to be yet, so I'm going to need y'all to help me out. So let me know. Keep in mind that you can hit me up on social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So once again, get your ticket online, the Halloween day trip. Go right now. Okay? But we're going to get into some music first before we get into tonight's topic, as we always do. And I'm going to play a special track. You know, my buddy D.H. Major, friend to the show, musician, he does have an album coming out. So I'm going to play one of his songs from his album called Walk, which is short for We All Love Karma. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Oh, These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprout?
Way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have the seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Go.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. Now, you just heard music from R. Kelly. Yes, R. Kelly. When I really used to like R. Kelly, way back in the day, the song was Slow Dance, because I might be trying to get y'all in the mood, maybe, perhaps, because we are talking about sex tonight. I don't know. Major, who is a friend to the show. Now, if you've been paying attention, because I'm all over social media and I've been posting the hell out of the flyer for tonight's show, you know tonight's topic is love enough? The sex factor, because we're talking about sex and relationships and whatnot, because, you know, I'm in a lot of different groups on social media. And one of the things that's, you know, in the dialogue, especially from married couples, is how they're not having sex with their spouse. And that, from a single person's perspective, scares the crap out of me. I don't understand how people are in the bed with a person that they supposedly love and they are not banging their brains out on a regular basis. I don't get it, but that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Keep in mind, the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at date, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, I do have a special guest tonight.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, Miss Marie?
Everything's going on. I'm having a fabulous evening.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Emil, yes. Emil Bryant. I'm going to read your bio.
Please do.
And that's all I have for you guys. That's Emil. It's like, no, I'm just kidding. Emil graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy in 1993. He retired in 2012. Throughout his entire military career, he followed, led, and solved intractable problems. He still does so as an author, speaker, and consultant in the greater metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. He loves his jazz and comic books.
I love all of those things and my lovely bride, Kenya Bryant.
All right, Kenya, who was also my soror, OOOOP, Kenya Bryant.
I had no idea that you were a soror of my wife, but now that you are, you just double on it.
Yes. Shout out to your wife for being a lovely lady of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Lovely.
Yes.
We're going to have fun tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
And I know exactly why, because one of the things that I learned over the course of not just an Air Force career, but over a lifetime, is that if you want to have fun in the sack, you have to have fun in your head.
Mm.
So we're going to start with that and work out all the details of how does someone find themselves in a situation where they're not happy. And I think it's not the body. I think it's the mind.
It's the mind and the heart.
And I think once you understand that, you can recover. People love each other. As long as there's anything in there, I think there's hope. Because things that I believe in is that if the brain is stimulated, the body will follow.
Yes, if the brain is still, intimacy, basically, is what seems to be lacking in a lot of relationships. You know, you might be there physically, you know, your bodies are there. You just, in a lot of cases, it's two ships passing in the night with the relationships. Intimacy, what is intimacy?
Intimacy is the ability to share the most vulnerable, deepest, darkest secrets of who you are without fear, without shame. Without hesitation, you're letting go of all those things that you guard from everybody else in the world. And then when your partner shares with you, knowing how to lock that down, save it for no one else, and treat it and cherish it like it was indeed the pirate's booty.
The pirate's booty. And you know, pirates love the booty. They protect that booty.
You know, in the context of a healthy relationship, sex for me is about, you know, I believe in marriage to have a healthy sex life. I was loving enough to me when we got married. So I have 100% confidence that the intimacy we created before marriage was, because it was not physical, led to the passion we have today.
Wow.
And I think that's one of the things that people often overlook. they jump to the physical before they build the emotional and spiritual connection that allows the physical to flow freely. I look at with sex, and I'll expand on this over the course of the show, is that sex is a very natural expression of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that love has to be cultivated over time. It can't be an instant attraction.
You said a key word, cultivation. A lot of people are not cultivating at all. You know, like you said, you know, society, they tell us, okay, you got to have sex. You know, we're so over sex. You know, kids are over-sexualized, and you see all kinds of sex, TV, the music that's put out today. Granted, I'm playing some, you know, thought-provoking, you think about bumping and grinding, but, you know, nowadays, the songs are about just doing it nasty. I'm not trying to say the F word. I'm trying not to cuss, but it's more about than making love. Like, well, people aren't making love anymore, and people aren't being very intimate. Like, we're so quick to share our bodies without, you know, sharing our hearts and our minds.
It sometimes for people is a lot easier to jump in the sack than it is to jump in a book, to jump into a brain. My wife and I, as we courted and began to get to know one another, we shared email, uh-huh. We shared Skype, we shared text messages, and I've kept every bit of it.
And I'm really?
Kind of sentimental in that way.
It's okay.
Like every bit of it. And one of the reasons why, and she has too, is she used to write me love notes and all these little lovely things. We have a book that we're writing together. It's just a little journal.
Okay.
We started a story, and she would write a chapter, and I'd write a chapter. And all of these little tools and tips that she knew and that I knew, it formed a bond mm-hmm. that allowed us to create something really magical before we ever touched one another sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we got married, not only were we, you know, incredibly energetic and enthusiastic for the marriage bed, but the other part was we were incredibly enthusiastic to consummate the thing that we had cultivated over those years. We met in 2000 and we got married in 2013, so we knew each other for 2.5 years before we consummated physically.
Okay.
And that 2.5 years learn and grow and holler at each other and get mad and see the ugly face and cry and at the same time laugh and joke. We travel together. And yeah, it was hard sometimes.
I was going to ask you, like, how did you do that? Because you've been married before. So, like,
sure.
And how were you able to control yourself and to really just let it all down and be that intimate with your now wife?
I had someone very special.
You had somebody who was very special.
We value other people and we look at them exclusively as sexual objects.
Mm-hmm.
I can get my nut from her. I can get my, you know, my maintenance from him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at the individual as a full and three-dimensional heart, lungs, brain, soul, body, spirit. And when we look at someone with those elements and they become a whole person to us, then we can begin to assess whether or not we want to spend time with or share our body, someone who has all of those traits, who has a real and no a passion for comic books or jazz or video games, a passion for theater, a passion for cornet, somebody who loves to sing but can't really sing.
That's me.
Right?
Well, I can't sing
I'm not going to talk about you. I'm just going to say if you have the love, the person in your life should celebrate that love, even if you don't have the talent that goes with it.
Well, that leads me to another question, because your situation, it was a challenge for you, but
absolutely.
I know for me, if I were to go through that situation, I met a guy that I was head over heels with, and, you know, we really meshed and connected, and we decided to wait until after we got married and had sex, and the sex was horrible, I would feel some kind of way. I'm not going to lie. Because I've been in a situation where I've, you know, loved somebody dearly, and we waited,
right.
You know, 2-3 years, however long we waited, and it was terrible. And I could not move forward with a romantic relationship with that person.
I'm gonna tell you right now, there was an element of faith that the delivery of the person who, as she crossed my path, and I believed that this was the woman that I would share my life with.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I got to know her. One of the things that I was able to do was dive into her head about sex, even though we weren't physically consummating it, we consummated it mentally, we consummated it spiritually. In other words, I knew the attitude that she had towards sex, the desire she had for it, the verve, right, the zest that she had for it would be something that I could work with. And she had the same. She measured me up in every way but physically to make sure that I had all of the elements that, okay, maybe we don't start right, but we can work through it.
I'm about to bust out laughing because I'm trying to figure out how to articulate this.
Come on. Just say it.
So if I'm going to wait till I get, if I'm going to wait to get with this person,
yes,
and size is something that's important to me, how do I have the conversation? Do I say, hey, could you do me a favor? Take this ruler real quick. Get an erection in the bathroom by yourself and tell me how big it is. Length and girth.
Right.
That's kind of a difficult conversation to have.
That is a very difficult conversation to have. And you might be, I think you would probably turn the man off if you were to be quite so clinical. This is a challenge, and I'll tell you it was a challenge for me because my wife physically is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty easy for me to see what she had. On the flip, you know, I'm 6'4". You know, and I might look good, but really have the equipment that she would desire otherwise. Right. And we never really answered that question until our wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to take it as an article of faith that they have what they say they have. And then,
but how do you ask?
Here's the joy of a relationship.
Like, you can't just say that.
I would never expect the woman, even no matter how long we were, to simply, as we were dating, to say, you know, would you whip it out for me? You know, I don't think that's going to happen. What I would expect.
So how can a woman who, you know, I really like this guy, but sex is important to me.
Yes.
And we're trying to wait till we get married.
Absolutely.
But if he has a 2-inch penis, it's not going to work, married or not. How do I ask him? And, you know, how do I finesse that question? Like, hey, what you working with down there?
Okay. Let's go back one step.
Yes.
And ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were head over heels in love with this brother,
mm-hmm.
this cat is the man you have been waiting for. Mm-hmm. He treats you like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen he still treats you like you are the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every other aspect of this man makes you feel unbelievable. And he fesses up to you. I'm not gifted.
This date is over.
He says, I'm not gifted. He does, however, acknowledge his lack of gift and says, there are other tools that I have in my kit that will allow me to bring to you the kind of pleasure I want you to have.
So are one of those tools like his friend? Is he going to bring his brother? Is he going to bring a strap on? Like, what is he going to bring that's going to make it work? And excuse my crassness, everybody, but I just got to keep it real.
I understand. And I think keeping it real is the right thing to ask these questions, because these questions are important. If you're going to wait until you're married and you wait to really and deeply intimate with someone before you cross the physical barrier, then it should be a question that mm-hmm. you do have to have that level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it this way. If he says, what I lack below my pants, I make up for above my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he uses his head. Maybe he uses his hands. Maybe he uses his mouth to give you the kind of pleasure that he knows he may not be able to with his natural endowment.
Mm-hmm.
If that's acceptable, then you might have to, if not, then yeah, you know, you might have to explicit conversation early in the relationship so that you don't get invested
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, you know, if you don't have, you know, some stairs to work with, then it's not personal, but I want to be pleased in that way.
Right. Because if you're going to be spending, you know, forever and they don't please you sexually,
it's going to be an issue that is very challenging. I know. If you're incompatible, and
I'm about to cut you off because we got to go to commercial.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry, but we got to go to commercial. But keep in mind the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Is love enough? That's the conversation we're having tonight. Is love enough? Talk about it tonight. Call us 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you?
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got special guest Emil in the studio. What's up, Emil?
Hey, good to be here with you.
And we're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check us out, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the easiest way to find us is to go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow.
Rock the flow. Rock this is what flow. We're doing right now.
We are just rocking and flowing.
Just letting it go, letting it flow, just enjoying some good conversation. I'm having a lot
happy of fun. Happy that you're here. So I appreciate you being here tonight, this rainy evening.
You know. But you just heard. This is a Seattle evening. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. So when I look at a day like today where everybody's like, oh, no, it's rainy, I come from the land where it rains nonstop, where wow. every day is gray. And let me tell you, those gray days mm-hmm. allow you to appreciate sunshine.
Mm. Where there's a flower, there's the sun and the rain.
Well, in other words, you know, one of the things they used to tell me in the Air Force mm-hmm. was bloom where you're planted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to add a little something because my career wasn't always stellar. I wrote a book about a lot of my Air Force experience called Start with a Sparkle.
Yes.
And one of the things that I learned as I looked was, yes, bloom where you're planted, but even manure is a fertilizer.
Yes, it is. But you just heard some music from Keith Washington and Shantae Moore. Oldie but goodie. That was on the, I think, I can't remember what movie that was in. Maybe it was Boomerang. I don't know. But the song was Candlelight and You. And right before that was the Make Monday Song of the Day. And that, the song is actually called Day. And it's by a group called Quadrant. Very, very, very nice group. Love that song. But tonight we're talking about Is Enough, the sex factor. And why aren't couples having sex? Especially freaked out when I go on social media and just have these conversations with married folks who ain't having no sex. I remember when I was at an engagement party, and some of the guys who were in the bridal party, they were the groomsmen and whatnot. One of them got on the microphone and said, "Hey, you know what? All that stuff they say is true about when you get married. I'm telling you, man, you ain't never gonna be having no more sex because I don't. Man, I've been married for like 5 years and I hardly ever get any." I'm like, whoa. And he actually said that at an event on the microphone in front of like 250 people.
You will meet it. If you lower the expectation, you will always achieve it. You have to raise the expectation. But you got to remember, when you get married, you can't lose your game. Yes, you turn in your play card, but you don't turn your player skills.
Yes.
You have to.
But a lot of people are not in the game. And that, you know, when I asked a question online, a lot of the responses came, you know, were, you know, the person is physical attraction was one of the problems. They were less attracted to their spouse because their spouse stopped caring about themselves. And how do you snap out of that? Because I know sometimes, as you know, speaking from a woman's perspective, I don't have children, but I know people who have kids, and you don't feel as sexy at times, and you know, you still your spouse. You know, you don't wear makeup anymore. You don't. The last time you had a dress on or had any type of makeup, the last time you had your hair done or looked nice was at your wedding. That's not acceptable.
That is a tragedy,
and that is not acceptable.
And it's not just women. There are a lot of dudes who let themselves go. They used to be gym rats, and they would be fit, and you know, those muscles would be the reason why their woman was looking at them, and now, when you look at them, you're like, well, I know there's muscle in there somewhere.
Right.
So it's not just
women. It's muscle under that beer.
There's a whole lot of people who think that they've achieved all they needed to once they say, I do.
And they let themselves go like, oh, you know what? I got him now. Or I got her now. Okay. I got him. I can be fat or I can be lazy.
I do is the beginning, not the end. I do is when you say, okay, now I'm ready to build. Now I'm ready to put in some work. Now I'm ready to create something that never existed on this planet before. The union of two people in a healthy marriage is when they begin to just receive the thought and the concept that they have work to do. Not work that's done, work mm-hmm. to do. A marriage
I like what you said. I do is the beginning. A lot of people, especially men, I always say, oh, your life is over. No, it's not an end. It's a beginning. It's not an ending. It's a beginning. And a lot of people look at it in such a negative light. But why should you? Like, it's two people coming together to, you know, say their vows under God or whoever they believe in. And,
right.
you know, they felt that this was a, you know, beautiful union. They want to take it to the next level. So, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of men get dogged like, oh, it's over for you. You got the old ball and chain. You never going to hang out with us anymore. You ain't going to do this in sex. So people don't speak life into their friends or even their own relationships.
They don't.
And how do we snap out of that? We have got to get out of this whole marriage is a bad thing. All that. I'm scared to death. I'll put it out there. I'm scared. And that's one, you know, I forgot to tell you guys that a lot of the reasons, you know, one of the reasons I say to people when they try to badger me about not being married is, I said, well, I'm not getting married, or I don't want to be married right now because I like having regular sex. That's why I haven't gotten married
now
yet.
You're cutting up. Now you're cutting up.
I know. I will go for the jugular on that one. What's face badgering me? Like, don't know why I'm not married. Like, I'm not trying to rush through this situation like a lot of my friends have done, or a lot of people have done. I want to, you know, do it right the first time, well, if possible.
Miss Marie, you're going to find out that your patience will be rewarded. Mm-hmm. And here's what happens when you're patient. You get to know you, the woman in the mirror. And that person is the most beautiful and most valuable person she could ever meet. So when you begin to know who you are, your expectations change. And it's no longer, you don't look at yourself as simply a woman who is going to get married. You look at yourself as an individual who values herself, who appreciates herself, and who wants to share herself with someone special. And this is important. Eartha Kitt said it in an interview that's going around the internet. You can look for it virally. It's there.
The compromise?
Yeah. And she says, she starts off with a hearty laugh, and she says, for what?
Compromise for what? Could you hold that point? Because we got to go to commercial again.
Go ahead, go to commercial.
So hold that thought. We're going to follow. Don't hang up. We're going to get to you after the break. So
we rocking the
flow.
So
keep it right there.
The
you know, the conversation, back. You know, we just get to talking. Well, I know I do because I like to talk. That's why I have a talk show. So hold it. Hold on the line for me, caller. I will get to you as soon as we get back from the break. So keep it right here on the flow.
These are way better. What's better? These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted. What's sprouting? Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it. Way better. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm
with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. You just heard one of my favorite songs by a group called King. The song was In the Meantime. You've got to check them out. King is totally awesome. But I'm joined in the studio by Emil Bryant. What's up?
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me. It's been fun so far. I know it's about to get heated, though.
Oh, it's going
to
get so heated. So heated. Also got D.H. Major in the studio. What's up, D.H.?
What's happening with you, though?
What's happening with you, though?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, look, better late than never.
Running behind, but never late is better, you know?
Right.
But it's all right.
I'm glad you're here. I'm just glad you made it.
I appreciate that, man.
And I'm playing the wrong music. I can't even get it together. Playing the wrong music.
Don't say it like that. Say it like your selection picked itself.
There you go.
Yeah, my selection picked itself. But you know what?
Bring it. Drop some science.
Did you know that today, you know, October 15th, in 1966, the Black Panther Party was founded? Black
Fist in
the
air.
Black Panther
Party. It was co-founded by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale.
Hey, fist in the air for that one.
Fist in the air.
Freedom and justice.
And this week in Black History, Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Peace Prize. For his work in the Civil Rights Movement.
That's a big, real talk.
Yes. This week in Black History, in 1938, Shirley Caesar was born.
Wow.
Yes.
Legend right there.
The legend.
Also, Dick Gregory was born in 1932. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few years ago.
Wow.
Also, hip hop legend MC Light was born this week in history. 1970.
Man.
MC Light.
That was a good year because that was the year I was born.
All right now.
That's a good vintage right there.
Yes. So that concludes this week in Black History. But Carla, I really hope you're still on the line because we got so busy talking. I wanted to get to your point. So Carla, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Chesterfield, Virginia. I don't know where the hell that is, but thank you so much for tuning in and calling us tonight. So what did
it's
you want to
Richmond,
add?
Richmond, essentially.
Okay, Richmond. So what did you want to add to the conversation? Because tonight we're talking about, is love enough the sex factor?
Well, my mind is going everywhere. Firstly, I'd like to identify myself as a black gay male who's had numerous sex encounters, love encounters, since the age of 14, and now I'm approaching 35, and I have a lot to say about this subject.
Well, go for it.
When I was 14 years old, I lived in a household. Both of my parents were Jehovah's Witnesses and shunned homosexuality, shunned the idea of me dating someone my age, anyone older, and so I went out on my own, letting my heart lead the way.
Wow.
And at 14 years old, believe it or not, I was ready to settle down.
Really?
Absolutely. As Emil was saying earlier about patience and kind of like putting the, I guess, essential virtues that above penis size and things of that nature, that's kind of where my mindset was at the time.
Mm.
And, you know, any guy that I met who showed a, you know, casual interest in me, things would develop gradually into something intimate.
Mm.
I saw forever in his eyes.
Wow.
Penis size was not to me. Physical traits, of course, they're important to everyone. You want some level of attraction for an endurable relationship. But I was more interested in love. And as the Bible had taught me for many years, my parents took me to the Kingdom Hall as a Jehovah's Witness. I was looking for that patience. I was looking for the kindness. I was looking for the joy and happiness from the guy. But time and time again, I felt slighted because I was, oh, I'm going to go ahead and confess this on air.
Oh.
I'm a man with an average penis size. Some consider it below average. And I felt
ain't
like
nothing
I
wrong with an average penis size. So let me put that out there, because I'm not looking for no Mandingo. I don't need you to be African. I'm not trying to die, but I need to feel it. That's all I'm saying. If you got 2 inches, I ain't feeling the damn thing. But as you were saying, sir.
Yeah, but going to that, I want to kind of like leave the childhood for a minute, and I want to address that because I totally believe I'm an adherent of Carl Jung's analytic psychology theories, particularly with regard to to Love and Sex,
mm-hmm.
and the work on the Myers-Briggs personality assessment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of contemporary psychologists argue today that the personality assessment does not have much validity, and I would argue against that. Because when it comes to relationships and sex and love, there are personality types out here. And some
there really are. So, so to you, is love enough? When it comes to sex, let's say you really, really, really are digging this person, you love this person, but the sex is horrible. Are you going to be able to see beyond that and still going to be enough for you?
Absolutely. I feel as though, you know, pornography, things of that nature. With my partner, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And if we come to some type of agreement and discuss things,
ooh, you know what? You said something that's important. Sexual agreement, because a lot of people don't have that, and I think a lot of people are sexually incompatible because they're having these conversations about their likes, dislikes, and how far they can take it in, you know, the bedroom. So,
Miss Marie,
I like that you said that, Bo.
Yeah,
you got to have a sexual agreement.
Have a conversation.
You have to have that conversation.
Ahead. Keep going, brother, because that's the word right there. It's a conversation.
Yeah, and heterosexual, bisexual, or homosexual relationships. You know, you're not dealing with two psychics.
At all.
With two human beings.
You tell me what you like, honey.
And
I will definitely tell you.
Essentially, you know, everyone out there would love to be satisfied in every way. You know, it's all about subjectivity here. And that's why I can't speak for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like is someone who is honest, who is respectful, loving, spontaneous, the type of person who values themselves. As Emil was saying earlier about looking in the mirror and appreciating who you are, I think that's very important.
It really
because
is.
Because no one else can complete you.
And that's another issue with a lot of marriages and relationships. You know, you get into the situation where you think to complete you, they should enhance you. You should be a whole person. I don't want to be with somebody that's broken and have to deal with their baggage in order to, yeah, you know, succeed. Because then I got to backtrack to fix you when I'm still working on me.
Nah, see, this right, is the problem. This is the problem right there. You said it. You can't be half a person trying to make a whole relationship. It's not two halves make a whole. It's two wholes make a greater. Right.
Yeah.
If the sum is greater than the parts have to start whole so they can make something that's beyond. So,
absolutely.
Man, what you
absolutely
said is just spot on, because there's too many people who are looking for somebody to close a gap that they need to fix themselves. They need to go to church or go to the mosque, or they need to take a walk outside in nature. But what they need to start doing is they need to start taking an opportunity to love and cherish who they are, who they were created to be, and then share that very beautiful person with somebody else, because that somebody else will appreciate a whole person.
Absolutely.
Well, Bo, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling.
In closing,
yes.
May I say one more thing?
Go for it, man.
I definitely believe that there are adventurous type of people out here,
mm-hmm,
who may, you know, commit early and not know themselves quite well,
mm-hmm,
yet. But it's very important for us, not just as Black folks, but as people in the world today, to pay attention to the signs and signals that could lead to eventual heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're a hopeless romantic, you definitely don't want to get chicaned by anyone who presents this front. Or
honey,
whatever,
I've been there.
Yeah,
I have been bamboozled.
At the heart of the matter,
tripped right onto it. Just
yep,
stumbled
just
in.
Looking for the next sexual conquest.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, look at yourself, you know, as a hopeless romantic. Hopeful romance.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Bo. We got to get on to the next segment, which is Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, you
dropped some great knowledge, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing your story, too.
Thank you, Bo.
All right.
Hey,
that was powerful.
You put it out there.
Hell yeah.
You got to.
And I appreciate him sharing that with us. You know, a lot of great insight. But if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio. I am your host, Miss Marie. We're in the second hour of the show. Yes, the show was 2 hours.
Two.
Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m.
I'm digging this. This is fun. I mean, the first hour went by so fast.
I know. It's like said, boom, 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 boom.
It was an hour already. We're in the second
hour. So, which means it's time for Miss Bree's Rant and Rave. And tonight we're talking about, is love enough the sexual factor? And DH, you better not be recording me. Because I'm going to beat the snot out of you. Because he posted a video of me last time and I hated it. It was a horrible angle. And I owe him a black eye.
I promise I'm not.
I know, you. Right? But anyways, Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. So, you know, I took a little notes about, is love enough? Because I'm still trying to figure out if love is enough. I don't know. It might be for some.
Do we need to bring the fan? Because it's about to get hot.
Oh, yeah. I got the fan on me. But anyways, but for those of you who are in a dry spell, you know, snap out of it. Stop looking at the glass half empty and look at it half full. E, count your blessings. Especially if you're married or you're in a relationship, you have a person to come home to and share your life with. So take full advantage of that by putting your pride and your ego aside and pouring into your mate. You know what he or she likes. You know this. You've been with that person. You know what he or she likes. So just do it. Literally, do it. Have sex. Take off your damn clothes and just do it. That you can change is you. So you might be in need of a makeover. And I don't necessarily mean physically, but yes, physically could be in order. But you might need an attitude readjustment or realignment. You might need an energy readjustment. You know, you might need some emotional uplift because, you know, you have to, you're with somebody all the time. It gets tiring. I get it. But at the same time, you chose to be in this committed relationship. So you better act damn well like it. Like you like that person, so get yourself in order so that you can be your best you. And, you know, like I said, you might need an attitude readjustment so that you can, you know, and ask these questions. Am I pleasant to be around? That could be an issue. You know, am I a nice person? Do I look my best? Am I fixing myself up? Am I caring about my appearance? As we stated earlier on the show, if the last time that you were dressed up or dolled up was on your wedding day, that is a problem. You should not only be getting dressed up for special occasions, you should always want to be your best you and look your best for your mate. And I know in some cases, it could be the children. You know, some people have kids. I don't. So I'm just speaking from the outside looking in. I'm an auntie, though. I know it doesn't count, but whatever. But sometimes you might have to take your kids out of all these activities because if Johnny got this on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Stephanie got this on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you have time for your relationship. So you need to schedule in some sex with your mate. You have to schedule it in. Schedule in the sex. If you have time to sit down and watch Scandal Thursday night, clock.
You just called out some people.
If you have time to watch these BS reality shows and know everything that's going on in Erica Mena's life and everything that's going on in all these hip hop groupies' lives on TV, the Love and Hip Hop this, then you should have more than enough time to be of your spouse. I don't want to hear no excuses.
That, give me some.
I don't want to hear no excuses on that.
No excuses. This is what I'm talking about. Miss Marie, tell them.
And your actions need to match. And also make certain that you're speaking life into your relationship. I know I'm guilty of it in a previous relationship. You know, if you speak, you know, it'll become, you know, what you say might become reality. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, you have to speak life into your relationships. And I know some guys, she knows she's beautiful. Tell her.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, the same goes for ladies. Well, how about you learn it? So
there you go.
That's my rant and rave. It's a whole lot of stuff. But bottom line is, y'all need to be having sex because it's a lot of married couples out there that are not having sex. They're not speaking life to relationships. And I see it all the time. I remember Vic posted something in a social media group. I didn't even get a chance to respond to her. She was like, yeah, my husband, this dumbass did this. I'm like, first of all, why are you calling your husband a dumbass to all these don't even know him? Right. So I can already tell that you are not pleasant to be around because if you were calling a man out online saying that he's a dumbass to hundreds and hundreds of people, I could only imagine how you are towards him face to face. Maybe that's why he's not sleeping with you. Although I'm not for withholding sex. That's a whole nother thing. Even my pastor had a conversation about that. He said, look, if you are married, you having sex. You are supposed to be having sex if you are married. There's no excuse unless it's health. You know, barring health issues, you should be having sex. But I digress, you know, because DH, you just got here. So anything you want to add?
Hey man, y'all been speaking the truth for the past hour. I just been way over here, you know, bringing the perspectives together. And I just think, just from a relationship standpoint, I mean, it's important, like you said, to have that conversation, and like the caller said, to make sure you have that conversation about what you do and what you don't like, and understand, yes, and understand that with all the other things you got going on, you got to take care of home. So
you got to take care of home, because if the home is broken, then what?
Yeah,
I mean, we spend the majority of our time at work. You know, you got a 9-to-5, so you're away from the home. So whenever you're together with your spouse, you got to make the most of it.
You make the most of it. It can't be a front. It mm-hmm. can't be fake. It can't be. It's got to be genuine. If you're genuinely somebody who doesn't like a lot of attention or affection, then acknowledge that
mm-hmm.
and allow your spouse to learn how to love you in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to fake something, what happens is the fake will fade and the real will remain.
Mm-hmm.
And when fake fades and the real is, who did I marry?
Because
mm-hmm. I married somebody who said and showed that she had to be a freak in the bed.
Right.
And then a year after that, I do. What I got is somebody who's over there in some big old sweats, curled up on the couch, going through Scandal Marathon,
mm-hmm.
talking about, I get at you later.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that you didn't get anything by putting that front on to be you, even if you is not pleasant. You know what? Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street is still loved by kids all over the planet. Right. And he a grouch.
Right.
Because he's true.
Yep. Right.
Everybody knows is. Oscar is a grouch. Nobody doubts what he is. Yet he's still loved. There is somebody looking for the real you.
Yeah.
But
yes.
You got to show
you. You got to present the
them.
Real you. Because if you present a fake you and then that person gets married to you, I mean, don't put on the front. It's a waste of time, because then you're going to be in court, get a divorce, and then somebody's going to get the kids, and it's going to be all kinds of infighting, and then the family's going to be bad. You don't need the extra stress in your life. It's worth it. So just be real with yourself and be real with your spouse. Have those, you know, conversations, especially about sex. You know, like I said, to the married people who badger me about not being married, I tell y'all, look, I don't want to get married right now because I like having regular sex.
But
okay,
you know what? And I was thinking about this on the way of marriage, and I mean, I come from a dual parents. You know, they've been married for 30 years this year.
Wow.
And so I've only known that, you know, coming up in that. So I feel like over the time, because you know, they never put me under any pressure, married, but I just feel like that's all I know, so that's what I want,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think it's weird, because it's hard out here to find somebody that you can really say, you know, I love them, I'll continue to love them, you know, for that long. And I just think up
and
front,
things are different too nowadays. Yeah. Like, we're trying to get married for love. You know, back in, you know, my grandparents' day, or my parents' day, it wasn't necessarily love played a part, but it was more of, you know, be good to have a family with, you know. Can he provide? Okay. It wasn't about, I don't know, from my perspective, it didn't seem like it was big on like the whole love aspect and sex and affection. It was, you know, we are a partnership. Like,
well, can we drop some real talk in here?
Yes.
Let's drop some real talk.
Yes.
Romance and love has been over sentimentalized
mm-hmm.
by Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah. So you get these people who watch Sleepless in Seattle and think that that's going to happen. Those are stories. In real life, you got to put on your hard hat. Got to get your lunch pail.
You got your
steel-toe
boots.
And go to work.
Already.
Right? Yep. And you don't stop going to work when you say I do. You start. I look at marriage like this. This is, and it's not just marriage and sex, but it's marriage as a relationship, because sex is a symptom, not a cause. You
mm-hmm.
have to always look at sex as a symptom. There is in a relationship. But if you guys are building something together that would never have been built unless the two of you did it,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to work hard. But you're not working hard on a trench. You're not working hard on a hole in the ground.
Right.
That the two
working
of you
hard
have,
to build something.
You're building something, but not
build
just
it up together, so
something
then it won't
want.
Fall. Ask for love. Wrong words.
That's a song somewhere.
Yeah.
In my vocabulary.
Five Heartbeats.
You know
favorite movie.
Exactly. And one of the things is, when you start building, you're gonna sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna toil. Your back's gonna hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get calluses on your hand.
Yeah.
Your knees are gonna bother you. You're going to get sweaty. It's going
to
be
and
hot.
And that's why people are scared to get married or even be in relationships, because they don't want to do the work. You know, they give up because they don't want to do the work. I know somebody who cheated on their wife,
mm-hmm.
not working out. He could, or they're getting a divorce. He doesn't want to do the work that's involved to fix her heart that he broke by stepping out of their marriage. So he would rather just pack up, leave the situation, and just start fresh.
But I mean, that's
painful.
It is painful.
It's just like with any relationship, like, you know, people say, you know, 50-50. Nah, it's 100-100. Like you said, everybody got to work.
Yeah. And which it was issues, of course, in the marriage, yeah, as to why he, because he was not getting, I guess, the sex that he needed from her, yeah, and whatnot. And,
but
you know,
did he say that?
Yes.
Did he articulate that?
Yes.
And how was he received?
I don't recall. See, it wasn't received well because they weren't doing, right, you know, it regularly. But
and
actually,
part of it was, could he have accommodated her? Was there a need?
And
on
that
her
I
side?
Don't know.
And there's and that's
it's,
another
it's
thing.
It's three sides to every story.
Man, I'm telling you, there's the truth, and then there's everybody else in it. And one of the problems with is the person who wants it more often says, "I'm not getting enough," not realizing that the person who wants it less may want a higher quality versus, mm-hmm, a higher quantity. She may want, or he rich, a night on the town, and you know, and
the intimacy
flowers
component,
and petals, and all this sort of stuff. You may not get, you know, a night after night kind of deal, but what you might get is that once a week celebration of marriage that might not be enough in terms of frequency. But
yeah, that's another to point out, because we are all different, you know, especially with men and women. We like things differently. And me as a woman, I like foreplay, and I don't mean like in a sexual way. Like, I, you know, the build up is important for a lot of women.
Talk
to me. Let's go someplace nice. Uh-huh. Play in my hair. I don't know. If we in the house, like, don't play in my hair in public and mess my hair up. But, you know, like, do those things to kind of get me wanting you. You know, tap into my intellect. Let's have some deep conversation. You know, but with a man, he might not need all that. He doesn't need the lingerie. He might want you to just hop on it.
Yeah.
And just do it. And, you know, there could be a disconnect in that regard, because the lady's like, well, he don't really kiss me. He don't touch me. He doesn't do anything to build up. So there has to be some type of happy medium. And I think a lot of people are missing that mark. And ladies, sometimes he just want to bend you over and do it. You're going to have to take it like that. It's not going to be a foreplay all the damn time. And sometimes she's going to have to take it from him. Just jump on him.
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. There's part of it is, there has to be this ownership, and mm-hmm, it's not ownership of the other person. It's ownership of your sexuality, your desire for intimacy. You have to own that, and you have to be able to present that in a way that makes your mate understand.
Mm-hmm.
My wife understands who I am. I understand who she is. So when we are looking at each other, sometimes as pork chops, right? Mm-hmm. I know where she's coming from. I also know that there's a history, like, she calls me in the daytime, or she sends me a text. I'll send her a text, or I'll tell her for no reason whatsoever that she's beautiful,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, I'll pray with her in the morning just to tell her to have a great day. But you know what I've done? I set the stage for later. And what I'm doing is, and she knows this about me. She knows that I love to make love. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons why I'm doing this is so that when it's time to make love, there's nothing between us and it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just the moment, and we can just celebrate each other and enjoy each other rich in that moment, mm-hmm, not be afraid of, oh, I didn't say or do the right thing. And there's a lot of people who are expecting something without having done the hard work to get to it.
Right. And other people are just afraid to just let it all down. They're afraid to experiment, or really afraid to really go the extra mile to please their mate. You're like, oh, you know what, I got mine, so whatever, she'll be all right.
But I respect you more if you come to me and say, hey, DH, I like this, that, and the third. And I tell you, I like this, that, and the third. And we come to a meeting and we say, we like this and this. And we spectrum. If you don't tell me, I don't know.
We're not psychics.
Exactly.
That's what Bo said. We are not psychics. So you have to communicate, exactly, and articulate what is it you like and don't like, and see, you know, if you guys are sexually compatible. Because if you like being punched in the face and I don't want to hit you, it ain't gonna work. But it is what it is. So we gotta go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's on Tiny Rock The Flow. Check us out every Wednesday night, 9 PM Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. So keep it right here. We'll be right back after the break.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I better.
Yep. GoWayBetter.yum. I mean, GoWayBetter.com.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. body, say your body is for my love. You won't be lonely tonight. I have anything to do about it. Say your body is for my love. You won't be lonely tonight. I have anything to do about it. Say your body is for my love. You won't be lonely tonight. I have anything to do about it. Say your body is for my love. Oh, ooh, oh yeah.
And you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your host Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. You start music from Dwelle. The song was You Won't Be Lonely, and of course, I had to take it there with some Jill Scott,
Jennifer
Crown Philly. Royal on Ice. She gave you instructions in the song, fellas.
She did.
Yo, do you catch that thrust? Give it right back to you.
Hey.
Crown Royal on Ice.
I've never had a Crown Royal on ice or with a Royal Crown Cola, but I understand that it's a very nice way to initiate a conversation.
There you go.
It really is a nice way to initiate the conversation. For me, it's Grand Marnier on ice.
Anything on ice for me. I had to tell the world, though. I love Jill Scott, so Jill, you know, just swing my way.
Jill, if you're listening, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. And if you guys out there listening, checking out the show, if you got some comments on tonight's topic, is love enough? The sex factor, the number is 301-560-6992. Because that's what we're talking about. Is love a sex factor? And I want to go to Facebook because I posted a question. I said, excluding health issues, why do you think a lot of married couples aren't having sex with their spouses? Because some of them are stepping on out there. And how do couples break out spell? And Sean said, reasons, lack of communication, stress, somebody let themselves go, cheating, money. Solutions, communication, alcohol, counseling, get butt ass naked, and money.
I love it.
April, she said, older women I talk to, seems like they never enjoyed it to begin with. They just did it because they were supposed to and to have kids. Now they don't have to pretend anymore and they stop. That is not called for.
Nope. That's foul.
They just doing it to procreate. Like, oh, he liked it, so I'll just do it to satisfy him while we're dating. And then once we get the ring, it was.
It's why you got nerves down there in the nether regions.
Yeah.
If you don't activate those nerves, they'll forget. So you have to remind them frequently.
Somebody might need to give that lady a bob. Battery operated boyfriend. But anyways, Aurelia, she says, loss of connection, loss of interest due to stress, boredom, disconnect, or it may be less enjoyable for one person because of health issues, or perhaps that person enjoyed it less to begin with. A person needs motivation to have sex past a certain point in their lives. If they aren't getting what they need from their partner, the relationship, or the sexual encounter, they aren't going to be inclined to do it. Mm.
If I need motivation, please, somebody defibrillate me. Do something.
Right.
Get me. Wake me up.
Wake up
me with some
the penis, fellas.
Because I
wake up the cooch, ladies.
I cannot imagine not wanting the woman to whom I have.
I don't
want
to ever go to that point in my life.
Never.
Howard says, "What trips me out." Some women are on some super freak stuff, and then they get married, and she's like, psych, I got you.
You know, I've heard that story before, and it's sad to say that it does exist. Well, here's the question. If you are going to catch a man by being a freak in the bed,
you got to stay that way.
Then you better recognize to keep the man, you're going to have to pull out some of those same skills. Men turn in the player's card, but they should never turn in the player's skills. Ladies, you don't turn in the freak card, and you better keep your freak skills.
Because if you turn in your freak skills, please trust and believe. I don't condone it, but it can definitely happen to you that he will be stepping out and finding him a freak.
That's the joy of a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage, is you can be a freak and there's no shame.
Nope.
There's no shame in that.
Be a freak with your man or your woman, okay?
My wife always reminds me the marriage bed is undefiled. That means I can go to town. Yeah. She can go to town. I don't have to look around the corner, except for kids. because we do right. have three kids in the house. Mm-hmm. But beside those people showing up, shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
And you don't have okay. to feel bad like I do on Sundays. Gosh.
Anyways, I got another one that
you wrong, man.
Another comment. Zoe, it's like a conversation with the same person can get boring. Sex sometimes works the same. This is theory, but this is theory.
This
okay,
is
maybe he said this is not theory. I don't know.
Oh.
But comfort seems to be an issue. Folks get too comfortable, and though that sometimes is a good thing, what can happen is they stop trying, stop putting in effort. And yes, and I, you got to have some separation time too, you know, because absence makes the heart grow fonder. So
right.
you don't want to be with your partner every effing day. I get it, you know, talk to the same person every day and can be challenging and boring, but you got to do things to spice it up.
I used to watch my grandparents. They would holler at each other. I mean, they were married for 47 years before my grandmother died. This is my mother's parents. And let me tell you what my grandfather used to do to woo his wife.
What did he do?
Oh, he used to wink at her.
Really?
And he would tickle her a certain way. And they thought they were slick. Right? They thought the grandkids wasn't watching. Right? I was watching that. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, you was a player.
I wish my grandparents were like that.
They were so freaky.
They
so
were
cute.
Not. My grandparents were married for like 62 years before wow. my grandmother passed away. And my wow. grandfather's still with us. He's 96.
Right. Oh, wow.
Right. So he just fussed. That's all he did was fuss. I don't know. But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Emil, because you were married previously.
Yes.
And I know that we've shared offline, you know, that... You know, it wasn't a compatible when it came, you know, to sexually.
Right.
So, how did you address that in that relationship? Did you guys? Well, I guess you didn't get over the hump because you've moved on.
Right.
To bigger and better things.
The struggle was, you know, sharing my heart and being willing to acknowledge. It was hard for me because I was very insecure because mm-hmm. I thought there was something wrong with me,
mm-hmm.
and I always looked at myself with that lens of. Maybe I'm broken. Maybe I'm that insecurity manifested in the relationship in a very unhealthy way.
Mm.
And that was probably one of the main reasons why we had struggles. It's because I wasn't willing to act who I was mm-hmm. and then share that person with my wife at the time. And I think that was probably something that just maybe compounded whatever issue there was, incompatibility there was. And that for me was probably, in reflection, one of the biggest, strongest things I had to learn from that was mm-hmm. if I'm going to get married again, and I knew I would because I really enjoy being married. I like being a husband. It's mm-hmm. fun for mm-hmm. me to be right. a husband. I'm not she's not a ball and chain. My current wife never will be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a partner and a friend and she's my homegirl, my ace dog. And that's probably something that I needed to address then that maturity allowed to address mm-hmm. later. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What am I all about? And when I was able to look myself in the mirror and say, you know what, that dude's all right, and he's mm-hmm. not broken, you know, because I probably watched Benny Hill a little bit early in my life, but it wasn't in a bad way. It was just being naughty, at, you know, as a young boy. Benny Hill is a very racy comedy show from Britain that was very popular in Britain in the late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I know I just dated myself.
So I'm a YouTuber though.
I was like, is that a porn?
Benny Hill was on British television, Tim's television. And if you ever watch it, it's corny, goofy stuff, but it had skill. It was as me saying to myself, you know, despite whatever things that I had enjoyed as a young boy, mm-hmm. this is who I am. And once I came to grips with who I was,
mm-hmm.
it was easy to articulate what my needs were, and it was easy to allow my wife to meet my needs, and vice versa.
So the bottom line is, I mean, the running theme with almost every show that we have had on This Date Is Over Radio, communication.
Yes.
Communication, communication, communication. Why is it so hard for us to communicate? Like, if this is somebody I have... you know, pledged to life, you know, I pledge to be with you, I've taken these vows, why can't I come to you, why can't I be vulnerable to you and let you know, of all people, how I want it, what I like, what I don't like? Why is that so hard for us to
F-E-A-R.
Yeah, it's true.
False evidence appearing real.
The fear of being rejected by the person you love, because you are a freak and because you like it upside down and on the chandelier, because you don't like
and
it
that's
that
another
much.
Thing we got to talk about, you know, as I said before, like speaking life. And you know what, you know, maybe as a result of this show, somebody might try to spice it up and do something, you know, warm. So just be mindful of that. Put your ego and your pride aside. And also, ladies and gents, don't stomp on your on your spouse. You know, if they're trying something new, like, don't, like, oh, so you gonna put on this dress now?
Right.
Oh, what, you got makeup on? What you trying? Who you trying to impress? Like, don't come at them sideways.
You know what?
Why you butt naked? You look stiff. Why you got on that apron? And why you in front of me in front of TV? I'm trying to watch Scandal. Why are you naked? Don't come at them with attitude and put them down and make them feel ashamed of trying to do something different.
But you know, I feel like, you know, by being fearful of being able to talk to my partner,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, if I can't talk to you and you're gonna judge me, mm-hmm. then I don't need to be with you. Because mm-hmm. if I plan on having the rest of my life with you, like, and if I can't share, you know, do's and don'ts and dislikes, then we gonna have a problem right here from jump. That's why.
But a lot of times that stuff happens after you said does. I do. So you're like, okay.
But you gotta understand, man. That, like, I think, I don't know what it is, but, you know, I guess people nowadays may take marriage too lightly.
They do.
Understand, like, I plan on getting married one time, you know, Lord willing, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I make a decision. I'm not under any pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, what I'm talking about.
Because had it been, you know, 5, 6 ago, I would have been under some pressure. Like, well, my parents got married when they were this age, and I'm this. Nah, mm-hmm. it's not even like that. I get no full court press from them. They say, you know, when you're ready, you'll know it. And you want to make sure that when you make that decision, you're making the right one, because hopefully it's the last time you have to make that decision.
Right. I'm hold that thought, because we got to go to break.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I am so happy that I did not get married in my 20s. I'm telling you, if I had gotten married at a younger age, I would have been so divorced.
You think
because
so?
Because I was not prepared. I was not mentally and emotionally prepared to take on that responsibility.
From somebody who graduated from an institution and walked into another one. When you are not prepared for marriage, you're not prepared for all the things that come with it, including, and most importantly, healthy communication.
Yep.
And I was not prepared. I'm still working on being a healthy communicator, but keep it right here on the show. Give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. Also, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
When I look at your face, I know what I'm feeling. Can't nobody tell me nothing, 'cause I know what I'm doing. About to grab my coat, put the keys in ignition. Can't tell you how long I've been wishing for this moment to with you. Giving me directions, can't even hold the pen straight. Searching 100 miles an hour, can I go any faster? Can't tell you how I've been waiting, how I've been waiting for this moment. With you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. Just heard music from Marsha Ambrosius. The song was With You. She wants to,
yeah.
With you.
Hey.
I think she gave you instructions. Once again, she said she wants to, with you.
With you.
Take notes, ladies and gents. But I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got in the studio, I got D.H. Major. What's up, D.H.?
Hey, world, what's happening with you, though?
We also got Emil. What's up, Emil?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. So, D.H., tell the good folks how they can find you on social media. And talk about your up-and-coming album, sir, please.
Yes. The project is currently on its way out. It's Walk. Mm-hmm. It's called We All Love Karma.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically 11 stories put together in one project about a relationship from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, right now, I have the new single, Blaming on the Weekend, is out. Right now, featuring Christian Tyler. It's on DJStayThirsty.com. So you can go check it out. Once again, that's DJStayThirsty.com. And everybody can find me everywhere, DH_Major, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Man, please reach out to me. End up getting on Walk 2. So
okay.
It's going to be a good time. Man.
All nice. Right, cool. We also have Emil Bryant in the studio, who is a self-published author.
Hey,
yes.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I just released a book on September 27th.
Start with a sparkle,
right? Start with a sparkle.
Which was a self-help, you know, kind of help you find your purpose.
I call it
purpose.
Self-development.
Self-development.
Because I can't help myself. I can develop myself. I can take what I was given and improve mm-hmm. on it. And you can find it at startwithasparkle.com. You can find me on Facebook at Facebook, Start With A Sparkle. And the goal in writing this book was, it's not a how-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a what now. When you're at a crossroads.
I like that. A what now.
Yeah.
You're at a crossroads. And like I was leaving the Air Force back in 2012, I was faced with a blank slate. Mad skills. I could do anything. I could build a house, build a car, build an airplane. But what now?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with all this talent that has been cultivated by 20 years in the Air Force?
Mm.
So as I began to research what I wanted to do with my life, I began to feel the tug to share my experience. And more importantly, what I found out was what I've experienced in my life is very common.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have had bad bosses like I have.
Ugh.
They've had, they really didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in locations they do not choose
yes.
to be in. But somehow through it all, I prospered. You know, I earned the Air Force's highest peacetime award 5 times. And one of the reasons why is because I do believe in that concept, bloom where you're planted. But in writing the book, what I discovered was I had a sparkle in my eye that if you get me talking about it, as you have found out during this last couple of hours, I just can't shut up. And every one of us has that. DH has his music. You have this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is that every one of us was given a sparkle in our eye, something that if we would just pursue it,
mm-hmm.
would wake us up every morning, help us leap out of bed, something that is worthy of our time and attention. So what I say is you have every skill, every experience and every contact you need to take one step
yeah.
on your path to a mm-hmm. very wild adventure. And if you take that step based on the sparkle in your eye, then all you need to do is believe that the next skill, experience, and contact you need will come to enable the second step.
Okay.
And every step after that. And
all
then
right.
don't worry about the destination. Don't worry about what you don't have. What you do have.
Glass half full, people.
Already.
Practice the art of contentment. Already have and be grateful for that.
Startwithasparkle.com.
Startwithasparkle.com.
Facebook, Startwithasparkle. You can order the book online. I ship it the very next business day. And every book you buy is personally inscribed because I'm thanking everybody who's at this stage of my writing career to say thank you. I've already sold 100 books in the first 10
right.
days.
Sweet.
And it's just been a joy. I've been received. I've been in Seattle, Portland, D.C. I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. I'll be in Colorado Springs and L.A. in subsequent weeks. Next weekend, I'll be in Colorado Springs. Weekend after that, or 2 weeks after that, I'll be in L.A. And I'm just rolling the book out nationwide and sharing this message and this passion that I have to help people and see them at their best.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and make certain you guys get out there and purchase the book. I cannot wait to read mine. I wish I could go with you to Atlanta this weekend. But speaking of this weekend, my friend, my buddy, old pal, Brandy, is launching her very own finger polish line.
Nice.
It's called Finger Bang Polish. So if you guys are in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, it's going to be this Saturday,
I'm out.
October 18th, 2 to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Plush Boutique. at 3617 12th Street in Northeast. So yes.
You can't get me to comment on
that. All right, we're not going to comment on that because we're going to talk about is love enough. So DH, is love enough? If the sex is horrible, is love going to, are you going to be able to take that next step with somebody and say, you know what, you are great at X, Y, although the sex is horrible, are you going to be able to go down the aisle? Is love enough?
We're saying horrible. Like,
I'm saying horrible.
I don't know.
Is love enough?
I will. Okay. I'm going to preface my statement by saying this. I will hope that love will be enough. And mm-hmm. I will hope that, you know, it's so much other things that are valuable to your relationship than that one thing as mm-hmm. sex. But I know sex counts for a lot, you
it
know,
does.
In different relationships and pretty much in everything, it counts for a lot. I do think it's important, but I think your level of what you're willing to receive and what you're willing to take and what you can deal with, because if it's not enough for you to deal with, you know, you owe it to both parties to let them know initially that, you know, this is not something that I want, and this is not something I'm going to be able to deal with. But I feel like if it's horrible, man, that's tough.
It changes your whole perspective.
I
can speak from personal experience. I'm telling you,
if it's
I
bad,
got to the point of resentment,
yeah,
of that person because it was so bad.
If
that's a horrible thing when you love a person. I did love that person enough to yeah. tell them how I felt and why it wasn't going to work.
Yeah,
but that's to me. I know I sound very shallow, but love is not enough because love is an action word, which people don't understand right. that either. And that action down south is not going to work for me.
It's not going to work for if we don't acknowledge our needs
mm-hmm.
and then speak on it and then allow the other person to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier we talked about not having the physical endowment. Sometimes that's just true. And physically, if you're incompatible, there's not anything you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But almost every problem in a relationship where pleasure is involved,
mm-hmm.
giving pleasure is a learned experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a skill.
Yeah.
You can read a book. You can take a class. You can watch a video. You can get better at it.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. You can learn, but some people be teachable. Are you teachable?
That's,
because some people yes. like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. Well, he could figure it out. He could jerk off. Well, well, he get a blow up doll. Well, she better go ahead and get a vibrate. But you know, some people just don't even care to learn. They don't want to let all down for their own spouse. They don't want to be yeah. vulnerable. They don't want to open up sexually and have these mind blowing experiences because they're like, you know what? Oh well, he'll be all right.
I think that's important.
She'll be all right.
It's different if it's horrible and it's not teachable. If I came about it with you and say, wait, let's try these few things, it's different if you're not teachable.
Some people,
I think that's with anything. If you're a bad cook, which I know you're not, you're awesome, amazing chef.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you say she was a good cook?
She's awesome.
Okay, Miss Marie.
Yes.
Holla at me.
Already.
What did I make this week? I made salmon cakes mm. and some sauteed kale mm. and some sauteed sweet potatoes. Mm. I also made some homemade cheeseburgers. I've been feeding for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Some homemade garlic mayo, sweet potato fries.
Come on. You're trying to take me off my point. That's
I know,
my
right?
Fault.
And you know
okay,
what? I took you off your
that's,
point.
That's my bad.
You got to hold that point now because we're about to go to break.
Right,
so
I heard your grub on and she came catering to
me. Right. Hold that thought and we will be right back after the break. So keep it right here on theflowflow.com. But the easiest way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got special guest in the studio, Emil Bryant.
Hey, now.
We also got D.H. Major.
What's happening with you, though?
And we are talking about, is love enough, the sex factor? Yes. And D.H., before we went to commercial, you had a statement before I started talking about food and whatnot.
Well, it's basically, it's if you're teachable. Because the reference I was using, if you're not a good cook, but you're willing to learn how to be a better cook, then we can work with that. Mm-hmm. Because you're acknowledging that you have a deficiency and you're willing to build and expound upon that deficiency. Mm-hmm. So as long as we can talk about that and good, then we'll work it out. Like you said earlier, pleasure is a learned thing.
Yes.
We can both learn some new things to take it to another level.
Yeah, we can learn some things, but if you're not willing to learn, then that's a problem. And that, you know, people hit these dead ends because you get in a relationship and you may have hurt that person's feelings, like, I don't know, 2 months ago, and they're still not over it and they're holding it against you. And because they're still mad about what you said 2 months ago, they were withholding sex, or they're doing the bare minimum to even remotely please you. They're like, you know, dead weight in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So they're not going to go out of their way to please you because they're still upset about
you
X,
wanna
Y,
have
and
a
Z.
Healthy sex life, if you want to have a healthy relationship, if you want to have a healthy marriage, learn the art and science of forgiveness. If you can learn the art and science of forgiving your spouse, you will have a joyous bedroom, a joyous household, and a joyous marriage, because that is the basis. Because I promise you, I am extremely human.
Mm-hmm.
I will make mad mistakes.
That's the nature of being a human being.
Sometimes, as Jill Scott says, I am beautifully human. But I will tell you, in my humanity, I understand the power of forgiveness. And when I forgive my spouse and when she forgives me, the bedroom becomes a place of joy and celebration versus a place of pain and punishment.
And that's, you know, that's one of those old adages, or I don't even know if I said that right, but whatever. Just from older couples who, you know, tried and true, been in these relationships for an extended period of time, they will tell you, do not go to bed angry. You know, it sounds so cliche, but I mean, that's really important, and it's I need to figure out how to do that myself.
Anger can be a great tool in the bedroom if you know how to channel it.
Right.
So you have to be willing to accept that anger will come. It's just, what do you do with it? Do you use it to hurt? Or do you use it as a tool to enhance the relationship? Because the bedroom is a beautiful place to work out a lot of aggression, but it's also a place that, if you are loving your spouse properly, becomes a place where intimacy allows a healthy, loving form of aggression and expression.
Intimacy.
And you just
intimacy.
Out.
As my pastor would say, into me see. You know, I'm letting you see into me. That's intimacy. You have to let the person see into you. You have to be willing to be vulnerable to your spouse and not withhold anything. Don't hold anything back. Just communication. So, D.H., you have something that you want to say? Because it's almost that time for us to get out of here, man.
Yeah, no,
we got to wrap it up. So, you got any parting words? Is love enough the sex factor?
I'll go with yes is my final answer.
Love is enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I feel like if I love you, I'm willing to work with you. I don't know how long I'm willing to work with you.
Yeah. It's a time stamp on that, honey.
But I love you, though. And, you know, I hope that's never a bridge that I have to cross. But I feel like, you know, if we've built something together, our love will be enough. The same way any other situation, I'm not gonna let one situation destroy what we've built.
I feel you.
Yeah.
But people, keep in mind, love is an action word. So if you're not doing anything to show your love, then you are
unteachable. Teachable.
Yeah, you gotta be teachable. So yeah. Emil, any parting words? Is love enough?
Is love enough? If it's that real, honest, no kidding, down home, take it back to the country, love, the love that allows you to make mistakes, fall flat on your face, say the wrong thing, get angry, stomp out the house, come back in, say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the love we're talking about, that love is more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if we're talking about that Hollywood nonsense that people think is
what
they call love.
Oh, darling, make love to me, darling.
Right? That nonsense, you ain't gonna get two steps out the door before you're gonna have a problem. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about love that forgives, love that heals, love that guides and corrects, love that chastens, love that admires and acknowledges, love that reproves, love that shows, and love that the love that allows somebody to sing and soar and be their weird, strange, beautiful, outstanding, smart, nerdy, geeky, jock,
everything
self. If that love is in your household,
then love is enough.
You love is more than enough.
All right. Well, I will close by saying this. Yes, I'll be on the island by myself. Love is not enough for Miss Marie, you know, to carry on a relationship, to carry on a romantic relationship. I think, you know, I can love you from afar. I will always love you as a friend. But if you know, you have needs and wants, you know, if I need good sex and you can't fulfill that need, then it's just not going to work for me. You know, I don't want to sound like the superficial person, but I'm just being real. I can only be me. I know what my needs are. And if it's not going to work sexually, then I don't know how we can, you know, the love that I have for you is not going to be enough to carry on into a marriage. So I don't want to end up like a lot of people I know who knew going into a marriage that they were not sexually compatible with XYZ person. So I would rather have that package going into the situation. Bless Emil for being able to withhold and refrain from having sex with his wife before marriage. I don't know that I have that willpower, but maybe one day I will, because, you know, you're inspiration.
The right person.
The right person,
will
motivate
yes. You to
the,
do
right
the right
person
thing.
Is going to have to take out a ruler, and I'm going to have to. So ignorant. But yes, I want to say.
That's why you're on at 9 o'clock at night.
I know, right? Exactly why I'm on at 9 o'clock at night. So I want to reiterate what I said to you guys earlier during my rant and rave. You know, you may need a makeover physically and emotionally, so get the help that you need, and don't be afraid to talk to somebody outside of your marriage. I mean a professional, not a friend. Talk to a professional. There are a lot of sex therapists out there. So if you are in a relationship with somebody, a marriage with somebody, and you guys are not compatible sexually, perhaps you should seek outside help to get you where you need to be in the bedroom, so you can come to a, you know, an agreement, a sexual agreement on how you guys are going to satisfy and please each other without stepping outside of your relationship. So do what you got to do. Work for, you know, what you got at home. Make certain that you are uplifting your spouse, and make certain that you are pleasant to be around. If you're a jackass, then no wonder he or she don't want to be around you. No wonder he's always downstairs on the computer or playing Xbox or whatever. No wonder she's always wrapped up in scandal and Love and Hip Hop and all these reality shows, because you're not pleasant or you're boring. There's no excitement. So do what you got to do to nurture and cultivate your relationship, and make certain that love is an action word. Make certain that you speak life into your relationships. You know, words of affirmation are very important, but also make certain that you are speaking your partner's love language willingly and lovingly, because if they like affectionate and that's important to them, affection is important, make certain that you are being affectionate. If they like words of affirmation, make certain that you are speaking life or giving them compliments. If they like, you know, acts of service, you know, so on and so forth. Get the book, learn the five love languages, and take it from there. But I gotta shut up, because that's all of our time here tonight. Once again, thank you to my guests for joining me. Thank you guys out there for listening, and make certain you come back each and
thank
every
you,
Wednesday
Marie,
night.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Check us out every Wednesday night on The Flow. That's tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Make certain you get your tickets. Last call, honey, because ticket sales end on Saturday. If you want to come with us on a Halloween day trip, that's going to be on.
She's taking pictures, y'all. Don't do it.
I'm taking pictures.
Do it.
Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com.
Get a mask.
Click on the events tab. Buy your tickets today. But that's all our time. Come back next week, each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. This week's blog is hilarious. So check it out. Go to thisdateisover.com and click on the blog tab, and also post your bad date stories as well. But I'm rambling. I'm going to shut up. Follow me on social media at dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Thank you guys once again. Have a great rest of the week. It's hump day, so since we're talking about sex, make sure y'all are out there humping tonight.
Get it in tonight.
Get it in.
Get you some condoms. I might have some condoms in my bag, so if you come to the studio, I'll give you a condom so you can get it in with your mate. All right?
Get it in.
Ignore me. But anyways, have a great rest of the week. Have a good night, y'all.